A reading from the Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Poor Thomas gets a bad rap every time his feast comes along. We know him as the Doubting Thomas. However, in today's Office of Readings, Gregory the Great tells us that the disbelief of Thomas does more for our faith than the belief of the other apostles, because he declares not only that Jesus is Lord, but he is God. The gospel doesn't really tell us if Thomas actually did put his finger in the wounds of Jesus or his hand into his side. But because of my sore throat today, I would like to read a poem for my homily. It's by Romanus Melodus, or the Hymn Maker. He was a 6th century hymnologist, songwriter in Constantinople. And he has this gorgeous poem about this very scene of Jesus, of Thomas and Jesus meeting. Let me read that for you. Who protected the hand of the disciple which was not melted at the time when he approached the fiery side of the Lord? Who gave it daring and strength to probe the flaming bone? Certainly the side was examined. If the side had not furnished abundant power, how could a right hand of clay have touched sufferings which had shaken heaven and earth? It was grace itself which was given to Thomas to touch and to cry out, "Thou art our Lord and God." Truly, the bramble which endured fire was burned but not consumed. From the hand of Thomas, I have faith in the story of Moses. For though his hand was perishable and thorny, it was not burned. When it touched the side, which was like burning flame. Formerly, fire came to the bramble bush, but now the thorny one hastened to the fire. And God himself was seen to guard both. Hence, I have faith, and hence I shall praise God himself, and man as I cry, Thou art our Lord and God. For truly the line of faith was subscribed for me by the hand of Thomas, for when he touched Christ, he became like the pen of a fast-writing scribe, which writes for the faithful. From it gushes forth faith. From it the robber drank and became sober again. From it the disciples watered their hearts. From it Thomas drained the knowledge which he sought, for he drank first and then offered drink to many who had a little doubt. He persuaded them to say, Thou art our Lord and God. In this magnificent poem, Romanus compares the glorified body of Jesus Christ with the burning bush, for both are theophanies of God. And it was the faith of Thomas that saw Jesus Christ as our God. And we have the same opportunity. We don't put our hand in the side of Christ, but we can receive him every day into our hearts and minds and souls and bodies in the Eucharist. Let us hunger for that Eucharist so that our hearts will be on fire.